Hello, I am Elaine Carlson, and I hope this finds you well. When you enter God's presence with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. I believe we can find joy in the midst of the most trying conditions. It's true that one of the hardest times to be joyful is when you are dealing with so many challenges, and certainly what we are experiencing now in our world fits that description. However, if you focus too much on how you are going to move through your difficulties, you will sink under the weight of the problems. It's crucial to remember that God is present in adversary. He is at work in every situation, and His matchless wisdom enables us to bring good out of evil, fear, and anxiety. The way to find this joy for me is through prayer. We can all pray and have full confidence that Jesus is listening and speaking with us. He hears us and wants to surround us with His grace and strength, love and comfort. We can pray the simplest prayer, "Jesus, help us out of this mess." But we also can be specific with Him, asking Him to help us see His presence in this time of imposed quiet. We can ask that we learn to trust Him more through our fears and worries. Putting our anxiety into God's hands will help us see the good things that are around us in the midst of this insanity and chaos. When you remain in His power, you will see things from the Lord's point of view. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." And Psalm 34 also reminds us of our Lord's greatness. "I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of His glories and grace. I will boast of all His kindness to me. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise the Lord together and exalt His name. For I cried to Him and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears." The rest of this psalm is filled with these praises in troublesome times, and I encourage you to read the entire psalm. But let me just add verse 9. "If you belong to the Lord, reverence Him, for everyone who does this has everything he needs." Another great scripture is from Habakkuk chapter 3. "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and He enables me to tread on the heights." I found myself thanking the Lord as He led me to my Lenten devotion for this year, a book titled, "Because of This I Rejoice." It couldn't have come at a better time. I had to reread and take heart these words. Our prayers of only petitions, intercession, and confession are vital, but they are not the only parts. If we focus on the worry and fear, we lose our sense of awe and wonder at what God is doing in the world. The more we thank and praise God for what He is doing, the more we find wonder in praise and are able to give thanks for more things. When we surround our intercession with thanksgiving and our worry with praise, we are reminded of the miracles God has already accomplished and are in awe at who He is. And then our prayers will take on confidence and joy even in these crazy times. In conclusion, I was so very moved by a post I read from Laura Kelly Fanucchi. Here it is. "When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, and a quiet, slow day. Life itself, each deep breath. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we wanted to be, we were called to be, and we hoped to be. And may we stay that way, better for each other because of the worst. Praise to the Almighty, our God and King.